Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Rothwell Perry, and I'm here to make your marketing click, connect, and convert. My mission is to help good people with great offers make more money through paid digital marketing strategies. I truly believe that one ad can change everything for you and your business. Tune in weekly to unlearn what the bros and insert air quotes agency gurus have led you to believe about advertising and hear from inspiring women in my network who are making business a little more live, laugh, launch and a little less stuffy suit and tie. Because nobody playing the long game is having a terrible time. Whether you're new to business, making millions, or you're just my mom tuning in for clicks and giggles, you are welcome here in the room. Get ready for a good time. Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast, car ride edition. This is pretty timely, and I just need to get it out there, is talking about renting versus owning, because so many things are coming up with that. Renting versus owning, shall we? There's a few things that come to mind that have been little current events happening. One is reach on Instagram changing again and talks of a tiered system. Okay. And when you run paid ads, you don't have to worry about reach. So I literally do not give reach a second thought ever, but I will because enough people are talking about it and bringing it up. And the freaking beauty counter situation, which I have so much, My heart hurts for my friends who have had the rug pulled out from underneath them. And even if they're speaking in a nice, kind way about it, and in hopes that it comes back better than ever, they literally got the rug pulled under them, out from under them, to say the least. And yes, it's still sold in Ulta. And if I had to guess, do I think that it being sold in stores is potentially what might happen down the road? Cut the middleman out. It's costing more money than ever to produce things, yada, yada. Yeah, that's where I think it will go, but I hope for their sake it doesn't. And I just have to say, man, it just freaking stinks. So the whole renting versus owning situation, let's paint a little picture. You rent an apartment, they can change the rent price at any time. They can change the rules. We're renting right now. We got an email the other day that was like, hey, you cannot wear jeans when swimming in the pool. It's a rule. I'm like, okay, I agree with that. I don't know who that lives near us doesn't agree with that, but something had to be said. Okay, if you own and you have a pool, you can wear jeans in the pool. You can freaking be naked if you want. Love that for you. And that is a benefit of owning, right? And so, renting versus owning as it relates to social media and business is going to be very similar conversations, right? You have this idea of social media, and honestly, it's like an entitlement. In my opinion, IMO, like how dare they change reach? It's their business. That's like when you change prices, like it's a business decision you make. So yeah, isn't it a bummer? Like 110%, it's a bummer, stinks. And I don't know all the details, but supposedly they're talking about a tiered system for Instagram verification and that'll determine who sees what, yada, yada. Brock Johnson did a video on it. So it's not even coming from the mouths of babes from Instagram themselves yet, I don't believe, but it just is what it is. And so I'm always like, all right, I'm gonna complain. That's a PC term for what I want to say for a minute about situations like this. I personally don't care because I know how to run ads. But for other people I know or other situations, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna complain for a minute and then I'm gonna get to a solution. So these are my ideas and tips for you to come to a solution with that. I would I would start running an engagement ad, top of funnel, bringing more people to your page, getting people to look at your content, even if it's $5 or $10 a day. I would not boost a post. I would go in Ads Manager and do a campaign, engagement campaign to a good reel for video views and just get eyeballs on the old content, get people to your page. That's one solution. Next, I would push lead magnets and push people to my list. So whether it's in stories, whether it's in posts themselves, whether it is when you're actually talking to people, if you're at an event, getting their information and saying, hey, can I add you to my list? Like one person, it adds up over time. Just think about ways that you can grow your list. Obviously, you can grow them with ads. You can use the lead objective in Ads Manager and drive people to your list to join. That's my top vote. But if you're not there yet, I would just start pushing people to your list. And I would make nurturing your list just top of mind, loving on your people in launching off season. Because it's obvious when people show back up when it's time to launch something, like 110%. I'm guilty of it in the past of being like, oh, shoot, we're launching this. Let's do this. Really be top of mind. Like if you don't, I'm recording this in May. If you don't have a launch till August or September, start sending 2 emails a month. Get in their inbox. If one a week is too much for you, just do one every other week. Or gosh, do one a month. Like just stay top of mind for people and just be there and nurture them. Give freaking value all day. So that is really how I think about the rent versus own situation. If you don't have a website, I would get a one-pager website. I would own a domain with your business name and send traffic to that page. I would not use Flowdesk landing page forms. I would do something I own because that too can go away. I also would download your list from Flowdesk, MailChimp. Not a huge fan of MailChimp, but hey, you may have it. ConvertKit, et cetera, whatever platform you use, Kartra, Kajabi, and have your list safe and handy. Maybe schedule a reminder once a month to download your current list. And here's why. Those platforms can go down. Things can happen. Things can get deleted, et cetera. And you just want to have an updated copy. It's not being like neurotic or crazy. It's just literally being smart and proactive. So that's definitely something I would do is get the landing page, get your email list downloaded every once in a while to just have for safekeeping, start nurturing your email list. Just think about ways you can take people off of social media. Do I think social media is going away? No, not at all. But as things change and evolve, I also want you to think about your long-term strategy for owning in this digital age where we're renting a lot of space. There's talks about TikTok ban going away. You better believe if you're big on TikTok, you need to be finding a place to funnel people so that you can communicate with them even more. And I cannot speak highly enough about having like at least a one-pager website that you own, because then you'll start building some authority in Google for SEO. You can put the pixel on it and track people to get ads in front of them down the road. The pixel is this piece of code that once it's on your site, you can get in front of people for 180 days after. You could literally put it on your site today and 5 months and 30 days from now, reach the same people who hit your website today. Just low-hanging fruit. I always want people to maximize their marketing and not have it be this like huge cluster. It's like, all right, this change happened. What are we going to do about it? Because we're not going to complain more. So that's what I want to come out here and say. It's just, this is what I see. And then as it relates, and this is what I see, and this is what I would do. As it relates to Beauty Counter, just sucks. Like there really are no words. And that is the risk you run with a business you don't fully own. So when we talk about renting versus owning, you do run the risk of someone saying, nope, not anymore. There's a health and wellness company that is decently well known that I used to work with, work for, coach for, et cetera, back in the old day. And one day there are talks about, oh, we're just going to change compensation. And so that is a risk you run. And same thing with this change here with beauty counter of just like skirt. Like that's not personally okay with me. And that's why I run my own business. And just always have a plan in case something can come up of what do you do? How do you pivot? I'm cheering my beauty counter girlies on. I can tell you that much. And I know some of them have other businesses. I know someone who has a wellness coaching business. I know other people who are corporate girls and do that as well. And for some, it was full income. For some, it was supplemental income. But I'll tell you what, if you are someone who is in beauty counter and you're struggling, A, take the time to process and honestly, like grieve, because it is a loss of sorts, 110%. And then I just want to tell you, if you've ever been scared of starting your own business, don't be, because you've got what it takes and you've done it. Like if you've been able to build a successful beauty counter business, you can build your own business if there's a need in the market and you have a solution. So just want to encourage people too, but this is my PSA to just freaking work on what you can own. Like obviously focus on rented land, like TikTok, Instagram stories, etc. Do your thing. And I mean, put way more stock in what you can own, because that is going to be the solid rock and not building on sand. If we're talking biblical analogies here, this matters, because when Instagram goes out, when other things, like you have something to go back to. I even think about, I think about in March when Instagram went down, like people will use this as a, almost like a fear mongering of, I wasn't worried because I had an email list, or I wasn't whatever. And I get it 100%. But now in a not as stressful, heated time, it is time to think about what's your plan and just add it to the calendar. I freaking love calendar reminders that just say, hey, every other Tuesday, top of mind, write an email. Or once a month, write email and send it. It does not have to be complicated. I think a lot of people are making things more complicated than they need to be. And I guarantee you, I'm hitting my leg as I talk, that you can do that. And I hope someone's listening and they're like, I'm going to send one email this month. And I want you to tell me if you do and what it's about and freaking send it to me, because I want to see it. But just want to do this PSA, an encouragement to build where you own and spend some time where you rent, but really be thinking about what do you own and how can you be strategic there? Because if you're in the business game for the long haul, you play in the long game with me, it's worth it to put some time and thought into that. But I'm cheering you on. I'm thinking of you. If you are in beauty counter, or if you are in a MLM or other network marketing type business where this has made you think, oh boy, this could happen to me, or this did happen to me, just to give yourself time to think and process, but also to dream and then freaking get to it and execute if you decide, hey, a pivot is needed, because the thinking and ruminating and pondering can only take you so far versus freaking get her done, take some action, put some things out there, see what spaghetti sticks to the wall. And just know I'm cheering you on. And I really am your number one fan. If you're listening to this and you're like, what am I going to do? Just know that I know you have what it takes, and you actually already have had what it takes. And now it's your time to shine. So thanks for listening to my little rent versus own rant in the car. I cannot wait for you to hear the next episode soon.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening. If you were inspired by this episode, be sure to check out the show notes for the linked resources and my free guide, 3 Ways to Know You're Ready for Ads. If weekly episodes aren't enough for you and you want more of your favorite click magnet, you can connect with me over on Instagram at LaunchWithJordan. I host regular challenges and drop valuable tips that will help make your marketing click, connect, and convert. And if you think it would inspire a friend, send it, share it, just for clicks and giggles.